Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast with you. All right, let's do it. Power rank the power rankings. We do it every Tuesday. What do the experts think of the Houston Texans? There's 4 of them that we use for this exercise each and every week. Texans have been kind of hovering around the same place for a while. It's really hard to make big moves this late in the season. But I'm always anxious to see, do they get bumped up or down based on their performance the previous week?
Yeah. You know? Well, and then when the playoff standings are there a little bit, you get a little bit extra shine from
Right. Well, and what's interesting is just not to get into great detail before we've even ranked any of these pundits. But there's some teams pundits that I think Texan fans are hoping that they see in the playoffs that are ranked ahead of them in a lot of these power rankings.
Right? Oh, yeah.
A lot of the experts think Denver is just a better football team than the Texans.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the Chargers are just a better football team.
And with good reason.
Yep.
You know, they're right there. I'd say the Broncos, the Texans, and the Chargers all have serious flaws and weaknesses, but also some part of them that potentially could be really good. I think the Texans on paper, at the beginning of the season, you never would have thought that. And yet, we know every single year in the NFL, that's not the way it shakes out.
Never would have thought Denver. I took the under on Denver wins for the year. That bet was toast a month and a half ago.
Credit to Sean Payton for the work he's done with Bo Nix.
Yes.
He's gotten a lot out of a rookie quarterback.
Yep, and Vance Joseph for the work he's done with that defense. They've done a really good job. All right, so there's 4 power rankings we use in this exercise. Power rank the power rankings. They are CBSSports.com, ESPN.com, SI.com, and The Athletic. Number 4, coming in at 4, bottom of the barrel this week, Pete Prisco of CBSSports.com, who has the Texans holding steady at 14th overall. The loss of receiver Tank Dell, this is Pete Prisco talking, to a knee injury will be damning for them. Wow. Mm. When he went out against the Chiefs, the offense became lifeless. Now they face a tough Ravens team. Here's the thing, Pete. Them being lifeless in the second half of a football game happened a lot with Tank Dell on the team.
They actually showed some life in the second half after the Tank Dell injury. They got down to the 10-yard line.
They did.
But then the quarterback gave up 5 yards, and then a delay of game penalty gave up another 5 yards.
And then a field goal.
Yeah.
Kicking a field goal.
Well, and then the sack was on that third down, right? The corner sack.
That was on the last possession where they punted the ball back to Kansas City and they never saw the ball again. If you're looking for some context here as far as CBSSports.com goes, the Texans are 14. The two teams sandwiching them are the Broncos at 13 and the Bengals at 15.
Mm-hmm.
So the Bengals, 7-8 on the season. The
Bengals can do some work for the Texans here down the stretch.
If the Bengals and Texans played on a neutral field, I think the Bengals would be favored in that game right now. I know they're 7-8.
Their defense is atrocious, but can the Texans take advantage of an atrocious defense?
And Joe Burrow scores against everybody.
He's
having like a Deshaun Watson 2020 kind
the,
of year.
The part that I'm guilty of this week is that it hasn't really fully registered in this short week that, man, they are really, really banged up in the secondary now. But despite the fact that your two cornerbacks and one of your safeties is playing really, really good football. So I'm trying to figure out exactly, as I work on my final prediction, exactly how much I'm concerned about that, given that it's the guys a little bit lower on the pecking order that the Ravens will be able to attack that you worry about.
Yep.
You can make up for a lot of that with pass rush. There's a lot of pressure on the Texans pass rush to do what they've been able to do at home this year, is be a unit that turns quarterbacks into worse versions of themselves.
Yep. Number three, power ranking of the power rankings. Number four was CBSSports.com. Number three, The Athletic. They have the Texans holding steady at 13 this week. And they have one big question for each team in this power ranking, The Athletic. The big question for the Texans, what's up with the offense? The Texans are last in the NFL in success rate, with only 40% of their plays gaining enough yards to keep them moving towards first downs. As a result, their average yards to gain on third down, nearly 8, is the highest in the league.
Yeah.
Second-year QB C.J. Stroud hasn't been good enough to get them out of it. He's 25th in EPA per dropback after being 6th as a rookie last year. So that's, even if you don't know what EPA is, it's expected points added. It's an advanced stat that basically just measures how good you are. Just know that he was 6th last year, and he's 25th this year in that stat.
Yeah, and the whole thing about that's kind of on a down-by-down basis, so you can make up for it in different areas. Like with the Texans, it's been they've had some big chunk plays offensively. That's really when asked what is this offense good at last week, the only thing Bobby Slowick could come up with is these big explosive plays. The problem is it's hard to exist on a steady diet of big explosive plays.
Indeed.
So on a down-by-down basis or a series-by-series basis, there's just too many times where they're getting stuffed on first down or stuffed on second down, and they're in all these third and really hard-to-manage third and long situations. The one ray of sunlight might be that the last 2 weeks, Slowick he's started to really pass to set up the run.
Yeah.
So maybe they're not going to waste as many series or sacrifice as many series to the football gods, because they know, okay, our best chance at getting the ball moving and keep rolling is to pass the ball, and then there's opportunities to run the ball off of that.
It is funny, man. They are the ultimate relying on scratch-offs to provide your retirement money.
Yeah.
Because on the offensive side, they're relying on chunk plays, which are hard to come by,
mm-hmm.
some randomness. And then on defense, turnovers, those are... Now, I think the Texans do force turnovers, but that's something that an opposing offense can game plan around.
Game plan on it, but it is also, no matter how good you are at taking the ball away, you can't rely on it every single week.
Right.
They're going to come in waves.
Yeah.
And that's one of the big, as much as turnovers are a factor in every game and every matchup, you could point to turnovers. These two teams, it's strength versus strength, because the Ravens have the third fewest turnovers offensively. The Texans have the second most takeaways defensively.
Lamar's thrown 4 picks all year.
Yeah.
To 37 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Not fake numbers.
It's
those
an
are
impressive
real numbers.
Stat line.
Yeah.
Those are the passing touchdowns. It's not like, Lamar Jackson with 15 rushing touchdowns. No, 37 passing touchdowns. He's played as well as Josh Allen this year. I don't know why the MVP race seems to be so conclusively in favor of Josh Allen, but I think some of it's probably just voter fatigue from Lamar having won
I think that's
times.
That's what I was going to say. I think there's three things.
Yeah.
Voter fatigue, definitely one of them. Guys, people like to get new in there.
Yeah.
Number two, the Ravens aren't even leading their division right now.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's a great argument. I'm saying that's an argument that some of the voters would use in that in that instance. And I think number three, even with the trade for Amari Cooper, there's still a narrative surrounding Josh Allen this year that he's doing more with less.
Yeah.
They traded away Stephon Diggs, and wow, look what he's done without Stephon Diggs. So I think those are the big reasons. But man, when I saw Lamar's numbers yesterday when I was doing that show with Randy McAvoy and he threw him up there on the screen, I'm going, that's not correct.
The thing that bothers
37 touchdowns to 4. You're absolutely right. Like that is an MVP in a vacuum. He is having an MVP season.
And the part I don't like about doing more with less is that it doesn't seem like when a quarterback has a great wide receiver, I don't think he's usually penalized for having Tyreek Hill on his team or what have you. But it's almost because Derrick Henry is a running back. They're looking at that like, oh, wow, yeah, boy, but he's got Derrick Henry. Right, it's a running back. It is still just a running back, you know.
Yeah.
And part of the reason that Derrick Henry is averaging 5.9 yards per carry is because teams have to still respect Lamar Jackson as a rushing threat, too. So, I feel like it should be closer. And now I hope it isn't, because one thing that Lamar Jackson could do is to fall out versus the Texans on a nationally streamed football game.
You should be hoping that this thing is lock, stock, and barrel Josh Allen after tomorrow.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, number two, power ranking of the power rankings. Connor Orr, he's SI.com, Sports Illustrated. Has the Texans, Seth, actually moving up after last week's loss to Kansas City? Moving up from 12 to 11 in his power rankings. I don't know what the category is here, but he says, this is the caption, new uniforms, like really new uniforms, the Texans... God, I hate this website. The Texans have the least dazzling, most Tommy Hilfiger polo-looking uniforms in the NFL. Let's surprise them for Christmas with a totally... Oh, they're talking about what gift you get each team.
Oh, okay.
That must be what it is. Hey, they are wearing... They tweeted out yesterday, the Texans are wearing the blue alternate uniforms.
I would say he feels that way about all their other new uniforms. I don't know. I feel like he might just be...
Least dazzling, most Tommy Hilfiger polo-looking uniform. He must be talking about just their regular uniforms.
Yeah, their regular... But even their regular uniforms this year, I don't feel like they're just stuck in the past.
No.
Just boring and preppy type things.
You know my feeling on that, and they've started doing this, is if you're going to go with a certain color jersey, same pants.
Mm-hmm.
Either go all white or all blue, head to toe. They're going to be wearing tomorrow the same uniforms they wore in the Bills game, the one with the H-Town Blue H on the side of the helmet.
The only thing I don't like about their monochromatic looks is, especially with that new deep, deep steel blue, is they look too much like a bunch of other teams. The Bears, even the Cardinals, and their color is black, but like the Texans' blue is so deep blue that there's times where I'll see I might just see highlights playing up on the TV and I think it's the Texans when it's actually the Cardinals or somebody else like that wearing their monochromatic. But all in all, I'm very happy with the uniform.
I am too. I think they've come off really well. All right, number one, power ranking of the power rankings. I feel like they've been number one for several weeks now. ESPN.com. Actually have the Texans dropping a spot after the loss to the Chiefs, but only to number 10. So they've got the Texans ranked the highest. Their category this year, or this week, Seth, I should say, is the rookie of the year for each of the 32 NFL teams.
Oh, this is an interesting one for
so
the
who,
Texans.
So who would you pick if you had to vote for a Texans rookie of the year?
I would say, because it's been more of a steady effort than the other guy, I would take Kamari Lassiter over Kalen Bullock. Because Kalen's really grown into it as the season has gone along, whereas Kamari Lassiter felt like a veteran in a lot of ways from day one. So yeah. I'm going to guess they say Kamari Lassiter.
It's DJ Bieniemy making the pick, and he picks Kamari Lassiter. He says Lassiter has locked down his position, allowing the lowest completion percentage among cornerbacks with at least 200 coverage snaps, 43.8%. That's a stat right there, man. That's cool. He's played a huge role in the Texans, having the sixth best pass defense. He also holds up long enough in coverage to let the Texans pass rush, led by Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson, to combine for 22.5 sacks and get home to sack the quarterback.
So the biggest thing, if you're thinking about power rankings, and since we're hot in the seeding debate over the college football playoffs,
yeah.
If you're looking at this Texans team like somebody that might be eligible for the playoffs, if you're a committee, you're going to look at quality wins or games versus quality opponents, and the four that stick out are the Bills, the Lions, the Packers, and the Chiefs, and
the Vikings too.
And the Vikings, excuse me, the Vikings five. Yeah, so they're 1-4 in those games.
Yeah,
and sure I keep seeing people say that it was a one score game versus the Lions. The context matters there. The problem is that you intercepted Jared Goff five times.
And you allowed them to storm back in the second half.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was a defensive letdown as well. Yeah. But also, the offense did nothing with those five turnovers. The Packers game, okay, on the road, you can make excuses for it. That was a genuine one-score game.
Sure.
Vikings, they didn't compete at all.
Nope.
The Chiefs, I thought that, yes, it was a one-score game, but that's what the Chiefs do to everybody. And you very clearly looked in the fourth quarter like a team that was not at the same level in terms of crunch time execution.
Not even
as
close.
The Chiefs are. So that's a win over the Ravens is a bigger deal than even what the point total would suggest, I think. Because, man, as impressive as that Bills game was, that was earlier in the season. That was when the Bills were down a couple of people. And it was great. It was great that they made Josh Allen as bad as he was. This will be a much more impressive victory over this Ravens team right now than the Bills' victory was earlier in the season.
You're going to give your prediction in the final segment of the show today. Okay. That's an interesting way to look at it. You're right. If there was a committee that selected the postseason, are the Texans one of the top seven teams in the AFC right now? Mm-hmm. I think they are, because I think there has been that separation. The Bengals are the interesting one, because I think the Texans have the better resume, obviously. I mean, they're 9-6. The Bills are, or the Bengals, I should say, are 7-8. And yet, if my life depended on going up to Buffalo and winning a playoff game, I much more trust the Bengals with Joe Burrow at quarterback to be able to do. I'm picking Buffalo randomly here. Well, I'm picking Buffalo in part because if the Bengals do sneak into the playoffs, they would go up to Buffalo and play as a 7 seed against a 2. If you're a playoff team in the AFC, you should kind of be like one of the top 5 or 6 seeds. You should be kind of rooting for the Bengals to sneak in, because they might be able to handle some of your dirty business for you and knock the Bills out. That's a team that can stand in toe-to-toe and trade punches with them.
Chargers is another team that hasn't really done they've had good victories over playoff-caliber teams. Like, they beat Denver twice, and then they beat Cincinnati. So if we're in the college football playoff committees, those are good quality wins, but they're not against like total stalwarts of the league.
Right.
And then they feasted on teams like the early stage Panthers, the Raiders, the Saints. There's reasons people aren't gung-ho for them right now, but it's certainly an impressive turnaround.
They had one of those losses to the Chiefs where people are like,
yeah,
where the Chiefs blocked. No, that was Denver. They blocked the field goal. Something happened in that Chargers-Chiefs game. I forget what. Oh, that was the one where the dude boinked it off the upright and it went through a couple weeks ago. Yeah. So, good stuff. We'll hear from Lamar Jackson. We'll get to Lamar in the next segment. Lamar Jackson. Beyonce is a big topic. There's Beyonce prop bets out. We should probably probably get into those.
Let's gamble hardcore on that.
We'll gamble hardcore Beyonce prop bets. We'll get to that. And a whole lot more as we continue to get you ready. Seth's prediction will come in the last segment of the show. here on a Football Tuesday in advance of tomorrow's Ravens-Texans game. Stay there.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth of the Stinky Truth Podcast. The NFL playoffs are here, and I'll be breaking down every matchup as we get toward the big game. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I on the Stinky Truth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.